It's a cloudy and spooky afternoon in South Hadley. And we are on a farm where there's a carousel and a beehive with bears surrounding it. And somehow Tom Waits is hiding somewhere behind a pumpkin, I think.
What's he building in there?
We are at McCrae's farm. Time for another local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson from CISA, the local hero, folks. And what's your name?
Barbara Cody.
What do you do here at McCrae's farm?
I'm the manager for the creamery.
We can already tell just by being here for like 5 minutes that you're the one who gets everything done around here, Barbara. And what's your name?
Mandy Carroll.
And what do you do on the farm?
Everything.
You do everything Barbara doesn't.
Yeah.
You two are in charge.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yep, I message her and can you do this? And it's a yes.
There is a McCrae that's currently driving a haunted wagon filled with children around the farm, right?
It's actually a pumpkin ride.
Okay.
It's not spooky. Spooky's only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, good. Tell us about the history of this farm. How did it become what it is known for now, which is this, it's almost like as much amusement park as it is farm, right?
The amusements came to us last year. This is our second year with Manual Amusements.
The haunted thing has been here for a long time.
This year is their 34th year.
Yeah, that's a long time of having a haunted farm.
But before that, it was just cows, right? Started out as a dairy farm, primarily?
It was a dairy farm, yep. And then at free petting zoo we have. And that started back in the 70s, is the free petting zoo.
What is the creamery? What do you make at the creamery with your milk here at McCrae's Farm?
So we have our milk that we produce here, and then we also make our ice cream from the milk from our cows.
Mm-hmm. How many cows you got here?
125.
Uh-huh. What kind of cows do you have here?
Holsteins.
So that chocolate milk that Khalees and I were just drinking, that's mm-hmm. from the Holsteins?
That's from the Holstein.
Uh-huh. Do you have skim steins and 2% steins?
We actually don't. We used to have skim milk, but it didn't sell. Huh. So we do 1%, 2%, and whole.
Because skim milk is garbage.
Our chocolate milk is actually whole milk.
Yeah, love it. It's delicious.
It's the way it should be.
And on the back, it has like all of the nutritional benefits of it.
Yeah, that was her.
We could read it off the back, but Khalees put it in her car already. But it was always like, you know, it's got more vitamins than broccoli, and it's got like all more protein than eggs and stuff
like that. Yeah, and it gives you all the measurements and stuff like that.
We were on another dairy farm, and they were saying that the, I think it was the UMass Amherst or maybe the Amherst College.
No, the UMass Amherst hockey team uses it as their sports drink post-workout.
Yeah. Sergio works here, too.
We're in Sergio's way. He's trying to get a wheelbarrow filled with pumpkins over here. How long have you worked at the farm, Sergio?
24 years.
24 years? That's a long time.
And he does milking too.
Now you're milking pumpkins.
Yep.
You got mini golf, right?
We have a golf special. We have golf special. You want to know what's in the golf special?
Yes.
I imagine you do.
I do. I'm all for it.
Okay.
Four!
It includes a hot dog or grilled cheese, a round of golf, small ice cream, and either a can of soda, can of lemonade, or bottled water, or chocolate milk. And it's an 18-hole course.
That is special.
And there's a long-termer. Mitchell's been with the farm longer than me.
Mitchell's trying to get away from us. He went in through the back door.
He's been here since he was 13 or 14.
Well, and he has white hair now, so
75,
that's...
75, I think, yeah.
Wow!
He works about every day here.
So he must have seen the transition into from sheer farming into what it's become.
Yeah, I've got a picture. Do you want to see the picture that I have?
Yes.
Let's go. All right, we're going in through the back door of the farm store here at McCrae's Farm in South Hadley. What's something that you enjoy most about doing here on the farm?
We just started a holiday light stroll. This will be our third year this year.
Yeah.
That has been the most gratifying thing in the last 13 years.
Yeah.
How does that feel different from when you're doing the fright nights on the farm?
So I personally don't have any business in building or doing any of that. I literally drive the tractor and take care of the tractors for them. So with the holiday light stroll, all my heart, blood, sweat, and tears goes into that. Crunch time, 3 weeks, and you guys are seeing a show.
What is this a picture of, Barbara?
That's a picture of the pond that was drained back in the, I think, 70s. I know it's been drained twice.
Why do they drain the pond?
To see...
There were dead bodies down there?
There was no dead bodies down there.
I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low.
All the spookiness here at McCrae's Farm in South Hadley is created to enjoy.
This is my new favorite joke. How many dead bodies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, it's not five, because my basement's still dark.
Dan Augusta is actually on his way here.
Dan is the guy, the creator of the frights.
That's the guy you want to talk scary to.
Yeah. Barbara, what's most gratifying for you about working here on the farm?
See the people, make them happy.
Yeah.
That's the best. You do have some grumpy ones here and there, but it's fine.
Don't be grumpy with Barbara, people.
I've started seeing McRae's milk more in retail spaces, especially in Hampden County. When did that start happening?
We distribute our milk to All-Star Dairy, and they kind of contract people to sell the milk.
All-Star delivers it, and I know certain places that they deliver it to, like Arnold's Meat Market. They, in turn, send it out to restaurants, so that's where our milk is going even further. Mm. The first few places that had our milk were Arnold's Meat Market, Atkins, and we have never changed our price since we started producing milk.
And you were saying, Jacob, because of the way that the milk industry works and the price setting that happens on the federal level, that this is a way for smaller dairy farms to be able to continue to sell their milk.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're going to sell your milk wholesale, in other words, if you don't have the licensing and the equipment to bottle your own milk on the farm, then you have to sell it to someone that does. And if you're going to sell it that way, the federal government sets the price of milk, and it's very, very low right now. It's so low that a lot of dairy farms are having a hard time making a living just on that.
It's been low for decades.
It's been low for probably as long as I've been alive. And so McRae's Farm is one of a handful in the valley that have taken on the expense of becoming certified and having the equipment to bottle their own milk. That is one way, in addition to agritourism, in addition to fun things like Fear on the Farm and the pumpkin wagon rides that are going on right now, that you can piece all of those strategies together to make sure that you have a stable financial business and keep milking cows.
But for somebody who has a partner who drinks just an alarming amount of milk in a week, who has to listen to me go on and on about, like, no, don't buy the mass-produced stuff, buy the local stuff, we can find it. It's been nice to be able to find your milk in more places because it means that, like, we don't have to travel as far to do exactly that.
And that's right on our website. It tells you everywhere where we sell our milk. And the schools we partner with as well.
Oh, cool. So it's getting to the schools, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
I was just going to suggest that, listeners, if you want to help us with the scavenger hunt to see where else you can buy McRae's Farm milk, and just tag CISA on social media. We could, like, build a map.
90% of people that can't drink milk can drink ours because of the way ours is processed.
Mm. What is that way? Do you know what it is?
So most big box companies, they do it high temperature, low time. We do low temperature, long time. When you cook
You're
it
like barbecuing the milk.
Yeah, so when you cook it at a high temperature for a short time, it kills a lot of those nutrients that are in the milk. So if you cook it at the lowest possible temperature for a longer time, it reserves those nutrients. And it's thick and creamier.
I mean, we had the chocolate milk earlier. It was delicious.
I have chocolate milk to try.
It's awesome. I've had a lot of it. It will probably not last the rest of the day.
Well, should we go back outside and wait for the game maker?
Yep.
Yes, let's get out of these people's workspace.
Yeah. We're back outside now at McRae's Farm.
Are the pumpkins grown here?
Yes, they are. We have about 100 acres of them.
We have a little field, a medium field, and a really big field.
Does the little field grow the little pumpkins and the medium field grow the medium-sized pumpkins?
No, we plant all sizes everywhere, and then we have a small patch for dollar pumpkins for all, like, the birthday parties and stuff.
Nice.
So you can go out in the field and pick, too?
Yeah, you can.
You can go out there and find the pumpkin of your dreams?
Absolutely.
Barbara and Mandy, you've given us kind of a menu of what you can always do here at McRae's Farm any time of year, but besides these wagon rides and the pumpkin picking and Fear on the Farm, is that the extra additional fun things you can do now here in October? Did I miss one?
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
And okay. The free petting zoo is open year-round. We actually have a duck out in the free petting zoo that comes to us from either South America, Louisiana, or Texas. Because
a well-traveled duck.
It's a very rare duck. It is a black-bellied whistling duck. And it actually does whistle.
Wow, and it will let you pet it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a part of the petting zoo.
It's the petting zoo.
It hangs out at the petting zoo.
It hangs out at the petting zoo. This also hangs out at the petting zoo.
Oh!
Is it a heron?
Yeah.
Great blue.
That would be awesome if it let you pet it too, but no.
No, it actually lets you get, he'll stand in the water, or he'll stand on the side of the, or it could be a she, because you can't really tell the difference.
Right. It could be a himen instead of
a
heron.
It could be a himen, yep. So yours are radio station?
Yeah, we're a radio station.
What station are you guys?
We're the public radio station, can't you tell?
About how many people end up coming to Fear on the Farm over the course of the season?
Dan, where are you? He would have the answer.
Pumpkin picking definitely draws in a lot more people. The haunted hayride draws in, like, kind of a certain crowd almost. Gotcha. So it is a smaller crowd. We have had nights where we're out until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. People just going on haunted hayrides.
Like, kind of amazing to go on a haunted hayride that late at night.
2 o'clock in the morning.
We had one night, I think it was 2 years ago, we were all shaking in our seats, scared we were going to be out until 4 o'clock in the morning because the line was just so stupid.
Now it's your turn.
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome. What's your name?
Dan Augusto.
Dan, we hear you're the man behind the fear on the farm.
Okay.
When did you create this monstrosity of a haunted farm?
34 years ago. I was 23 years old.
Tell us, what was the inspiration to try to bring this, what now has become agrotourism, to McRae's?
Growing up very poor and loving Halloween because it was the one day of the year when you weren't reminded that you were poor.
Mm.
And I've just always had a love of Halloween. Creating an environment where all of us square pegs that don't fit in society's round holes can join together for 1 month and become rock stars.
I love that. If we go and experience the fear on the farm now, are we out for a bunch of jump scares? What should people be looking out for?
Fear in the light for us.
Yeah, it's the light right now, so we don't have to be so scared.
But. Pretty much, we try to put you on what I call an emotional roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
We design a lot of the scenes for people to get their guards down, so then we can hit them from every direction.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins. And I'm gonna scare the hell out of you.
Attack all of your senses.
Yes. So, I mean, I've been to haunted houses a lot since I was a little kid. A lot of times they're pulling from popular culture and famous horror movies. Is that what happens here too?
Unfortunately, we do have to use some of the popular characters. We have a little person who does a leprechaun.
I'm a leprechaun, me dear.
We have a gentleman who is a huge Halloween fan, and he has pretty much almost original costumes from all of the Michael Myers Halloween movies.
I'm the leprechaun. Garth, I'm the leprechaun.
Cool it, okay.
Those are the only two mainstream characters. We try to take and create our own icon characters.
So what are some of the characters you've created?
Like the scarecrow that maybe is on your chest?
That's one of them. In the past, we've had the Gravedigger. We've got Spanky the Clown. We have the Scientist. Some of them don't even have names. I'm at a loss right now.
Because I woke them up.
Because you've been having late nights, taking people out on the hayrides?
Absolutely. And not getting much sleep because of severe leg cramps.
Sorry about that. Try some arnica.
The crazy thing is, today is my birthday, so I was actually planning on sleeping in.
Oh, I'm so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
So sorry.
No problem.
Thanks for chatting with us about your baby on your birthday.
So how many people do you think came through this weekend?
This weekend we did, I believe it was around 1,600 people.
Uh-huh. How many people do you think will come through the entirety of a season of the Fear on the Farm here at McRae's in South Hadley?
It's all dependent on weather, but on any given season, it's between 10 and 15,000 people.
That's crazy. What do you do when it's not the haunted season here?
I retired a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
I was the supervisor for the solid waste and recycling for the city of Holyoke.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think we know some of the same people then. We did a tour of the SMRF, the Springfield Municipal Recycling Facility. Yeah. What is, either this year or in all the years that you've been doing this, the scariest thing that you've created, do you think?
I would say it's the blackout area of the haunted house for the walkthrough. People hate being in the dark, left to their own imagination. The most popular that people say is the scariest is the Big Top, which has all of the clowns in it and the different lights and lasers and sound, and it gets pretty intense in there.
Jacob,
you... Not into clowns?
I think the clowns were the straw that kind of broke my scary back. I'm not really someone that goes for jump scares or horror movies, and so maybe that is the best endorsement I can give to McRae's Fear on the Farm, is that I think it might be a little too much for me.
Very nice.
I've never been.
Barbara, in all the years that you've been here, you've never done it?
No, not me. My kids, my grandkids love it. Nope, not me.
What about you? Have you ever done it?
I've done it 700 million times.
Yeah? Is it scary for you?
No. I drive the tractor for this guy, so.
Yeah, so you know what's coming.
I've been around the circle I don't know how many times.
What's your favorite part about this year's version?
There's so many new things out there, and I really feel like everything they did this year really brought it all together.
We're building for next year, which is our 35th anniversary. Uh-huh. We took on way too much this year to get done. We've got a whole new Monster Midway with photo ops, concessions, roaming actors, and a whole new queue line to reduce a lot of the congestion that was up top so that other attractions can take place at the same time, because there's so many areas of the farm that are available. Steve has a couple of huge bonfire areas that for years weren't really used because the hayride kind of went in that area. So he sacrificed those. Now he can still have those two areas running simultaneously, the carnival in town and Fear on the Farm going at the same time with the afternoon pumpkin rides. And they're not interfering with each other, which is truly what agritainment is. That's kind of been the ultimate goal from day one. It's just taken a long time and a lot of growing pains and just blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point.
It is really neat over there, and you can pick pumpkins, and they're huge.
And their milk was really good.
Their milk really is good. I've been having it in the coffee ever since I got the half gallon from them.
Yeah, and I kind of want to go on a hayride at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know if I'm exactly down for that part.
I to like each their own.
I like my scaries to be on a page.
Okay.
Yeah. Or in my ears.
Right. I haven't been to a haunted house in a long time, so maybe this is the
way to go. Like definitely since college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I think I'll have to go back during the day again.
Well, we're hoping to visit more haunted houses before the spooky season is over.
Yes.
And maybe talk to some people that are like ghost hunters in the area and all sorts of other spooky stuff. So.
And roll up a hill.
Yeah, we'll see.